All right, good afternoon. Welcome to our second Shack meeting of the year. Today is November 7th and it is 4:21. So today we're going to talk a little bit about asthma 411, and we have a handout. We're going to read about it and then we'll vote as a group at the end whether we want to proceed using it or not. So if you got the handout, it's just a easy way that talks about asthma, kids that come in to our clinics with asthma, and how do we proceed, you know, if they don't have anything, any orders in our clinics, or they don't have an inhaler or anything like that. And it's a program through, it's also through Cooks or whatever. I know Cooks is part of it, that is one of the people that leads it. It's also, the nurses will have to take like a 1 hour class on it that teaches us about how to read the symptoms, signs, and all that. And then it has a nice little handout. The handouts show you how to go through the steps and what you should do for each one. So now I'm going to let you read over it for a bit, and if you have any questions, we can discuss it. We're going to take about 10 minutes and read it very carefully.
You don't have this.
if the parent does not take the child, which I anticipate will happen with some.
Yep.
Then at the end here, it says after 5 times, we're gonna actually send them home with stuff.
What do you mean, where does it say that, on the last page?
So it's saying like.
Oh, I see.
If they keep coming in, it's obviously uncontrolled, and they're using the emergency treatment as their everyday treatment. But I don't understand why it says we would send the chamber home. After 180 use 5 days.
Yeah, I see that.
So that, that's just weird to me. Cause I'm not a doctor, I'm totally weird to that.
Yep, but you're only sending the spacer home, maybe?
Okay.
Not the whole albuterol and all that, it's just the spacer.
Okay.
So, maybe because they're using it a lot while they're there.
It also says recommended, so like.
Yeah, recommended, yeah.
We don't have to do that per se, right?
Right.
I'm also looking at the algorithm and I'm trying to understand what the dashed lines would be, like how that's different from these other ones that, like if they have no history of asthma, it says follow your district policy for a child in respiratory distress, but then it's got.
Then you go to this one, if it's under like 92, right?
So is this just to say like they're gonna go home, but you're also gonna do this?
Yes. You're gonna do both. Because you go down and cross. Yep. And I figure in the class that you do online, it will explain these steps a little bit more in depth.
Sure.
So.
Oh, is it a 1 hour online class?
It's a 1 hour online class. It goes along with, if we decide to do it, it goes along with it.
So on that red part where it says follow district policy for child,
yep.
Are they just putting that there to, what's our district? We have a district policy, they just go to the nurse.
Yep, that would be the district policy, go to the nurse and we do our assessment and determine what steps need to be taken from there.
Okay.
You know.
So there's not really a district policy.
No.
They're just putting that.
They're just putting that in there. Follow your best judgment.
She said that's an emergency treatment, that they came for 5 days to use an emergency treatment?
Yes.
Is that someone who, like, already has seen their doctor and
no.
They don't? So wouldn't that be kind of, like, neglected?
No, I mean, it would be, like, somebody that hadn't seen their doctor yet, but is using us as their doctor.
But this standing order basically says that you have to dismiss them every time they need this for a same day appointment. So what do we do in the case of these kiddos that they don't go to a same day appointment?
All we can do is we can recommend what we recommend them to do.
Can't we do good safe home?
Yeah. I mean, you can't do what?
Good safe.
Good safe home?
Yeah, you can do that. But it's not, I mean, is it, I think that's something that we need clarification on. Is it an urgent care visit?
If they're having to do it.
If they're
so
having
often.
It, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's something we need clarification on because I'm not sure good side is urgent. You know what I'm saying? When you're doing a telemed visit. I think that's what we need clarification on.
Okay.
So once we get, if we decide, you know, to go forward with it, be something that we look into. Any other questions? All right, so is everybody, we can vote on it. Everybody want to proceed with it, or what do y'all think?
I like that there are delegation orders, like we have with the EpiPen, that we get training
yep.
for it. And that's one of the scariest things for me when a student has asthma, and I have nothing, no medication for them.
Yep, no medication, no oxygen, no nothing.
Wait.
Yep.
You just kind of feel like a dead duck, like you feel stupid.
Yeah.
Yep.
First of all, and I'm telling them to try to,
yeah.
You know,
even though
and then I'm just waiting for EMS to roll in.
Yeah, even though
yep.
they get here right away, sometimes it just seems like forever. It would be nice to just be able to.
So, yeah.
At least treat them while they're
I
in
agree.
There.
I agree.
least treat while you're waiting for EMS.
I mean, honestly, to me, it's more important than I could say no.
Yeah, I agree.
So I say yes.
All right, so everybody say yes. One, two, three, four, five, six. Six yeses. All right, we will proceed with asthma 411. Like I said, there is another, like, online part of it and all that, so I'll be looking into getting it all set up, and then I'll get it out to everybody once we get it set up. Our next item is we need some ideas for their next SHAC meeting, so if everybody can maybe go home and think about it. I know it's not something you can come up with on the spur of the moment, but maybe help do some research, do some thinking what would be a good topic to discuss. Health related, diet related, PE related.
Is there a way to send an email to teachers and write red letters this big that the nursing clinic does not have medication for every, when they come in and the teacher sent me, think I have a headache?
Yep. We'll talk about that. It'll be the next thing.
I still think maybe just old drug out of the fentanyl.
Yeah, maybe get somebody to come in and do like another presentation.
That same person to do a presentation.
Like Narcan training?
Yep.
Because it is an epidemic.
Yep.
And it can even affect the children at my age.
All right.
And that would be someone for them.
Yeah. So like I said, that'll be our homework.
Okay.
Come up with new topics. All right, that will conclude our meeting for this SHAC, for our second SHAC meeting of the year. Thank y'all for coming.
Yeah.